Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 30th, 2023, and I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I am about to close on buying property in Florida, buying out my brothers from a mobile home property in Sarasota, just as another hurricane is hitting the state. As part of the closing, we had to pay off a lien my late mother owed the county, but Sarasota County buildings are closed because of the hurricane. Hopefully, they will be open tomorrow. Meanwhile, Hurricane Idalia has made landfall near Keaton Beach, Florida, which is in the northern part of Florida's Gulf Coast. I can't get insurance on the mobile home because it's so old and because Florida is Florida. Sometime in the future, I will replace the 1957 mobile with a new manufactured home, and then perhaps I can get insurance, assuming there are any insurance companies left in Florida, and I can afford it. In the meantime, I am hoping the mobile continues to survive the various hurricanes impacting the state. The FIA's Washington Update 2023, hosted by the FIA Operations Americas Division, will be on September 6, 2023, from 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time at the Union League Club of Chicago. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan, FIA Vice President of U.S. Government Relations Kyle Glenn, and Washington insider Jimmy Ryan, partner of Subject Matter, will engage in an in-depth discussion on the regulatory agenda of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, crypto regulation, and government shutdowns, presidential politics, and FIA's key policy priorities for 2023. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. I will be at the Washington Update 2023. I hope to see you there. FIA Inc. welcomed IG US as a new member. FIA shared on LinkedIn that IG US, a subsidiary of the global IG Group, is registered with the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission as a retail foreign exchange dealer. In 2021, IG Group expanded its offering with the acquisition of TastyTrade, a U.S.-only retail broker for futures and options, registered with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as a broker-dealer and as an introducing broker with the CFTC. Catton partners Gary DeWall, Dan Davis, Sheehan Band, and Alex Kim offered a quick summary analysis of the SEC grayscale decision by a three-judge panel of the United States Court of Appeals. Their column is titled, SEC Denial of Grayscale Bitcoin Fraud Was Arbitrary and Capricious, Rules D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. SGX Group CEO Lo Boon Chai wrote a commentary for the Milken Institute ahead of their Asia Summit in September titled, For AI to be a true game changer in global finance, trust must be the key. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the wildfire raging for 12 days in Greece is larger than New York City and has killed 12 people. This is the largest observable wildfire in Europe this century, the journal said. If you did not have a reason to fight climate change, and I mean try to make things better, then Bloomberg has a story to pull at your heartstrings to do so. The title of the story is, Our Addiction to Fossil Fuels is Killing Baby Penguins. And the subheading is, as polar sea ice melts, the fluffy chicks are drowning before they can learn to swim. By the way, I am guilty as anyone of using fossil fuels, so the baby penguin blood is on my hands too. Connemara announced on LinkedIn that it will be a sponsor and host of the Innovators Pavilion at the FIA Futures and Options Expo 2023. Geneva Trading is looking to hire a learning and development specialist. For more details, go to a link in today's newsletter. Clean Energy Investing in America, a report from America Clean Power, ACP, found that announced clean energy investments hit $271 billion in 12 months, equivalent to 8 years' worth of American clean energy investment, surpassing the total investment in U.S. clean power projects commissioned between 2015 and 2022. New manufacturing facilities hit 83, adding nearly 30,000 jobs. ACP urges further reform to permit unlocking the clean energy and transmission necessary to support a projected 1 million jobs in the sector by 2030. Learn more and download the report with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were: Wall Street rallies, Treasury yields retreat as data hints at potential Fed pause. Wall Street reels from painful month as winning trade sour. And Bitcoin soars after Grayscale wins appeal, likely clinching first spot crypto ETF. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Voice deepfakes are coming for your bank balance. Artificial intelligence tools have given scammers a potent weapon for trying to trick people into sending them money. This spring, Clive Kabatsnik, an investor in Florida, called his local Bank of America representative to discuss a big money transfer he was planning to make. Then he called again, except the second phone call wasn't from Mr. Kabatsnik. Rather, a software program had artificially generated his voice and tried to trick the banker into moving the money elsewhere. My comment: like any tool, AI can be used for good or bad. Get used to learning more about the bad. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline: Goldman Sachs bought UK and US companies using Chinese state funds. Goldman Sachs used a fund set up with Chinese state money to buy a series of U.S. and U.K. companies, including one with a cybersecurity business that provides services to the British government, even as tensions rise between Beijing and the West. The Wall Street Bank has struck 7 deals using the cash from a $2.5 billion private equity partnership fund it set up in 2017 with the Sovereign Wealth China Investment Corporation, according to multiple people with direct knowledge of the fund and its operations. My comment: this type of deal is not going to help their public relations image of doing God's work. Here are the top 3 stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was how a man in prison stole millions from billionaires from the New Yorker. Second was episode 375, Virtue's Vinnie Viola, legendary master of markets, on his journey from West Point to Wall Street to the Stanley Cup, and Inside the Ice House podcast from ICE/NYSE. And third was exclusive JLN Ice House Vinnie Viola NYSE interview by Josh King, John Lothian's preview write-up of the ICE podcast. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: Grayscale's court win over SEC lifts hope for Bitcoin ETF approval. Bitcoin-related assets surge on setback to efforts at regulating crypto markets. A federal appeals court ruled Tuesday that the Securities and Exchange Commission must reconsider the crypto asset manager Grayscale Investments' application to launch the first Bitcoin exchange-traded fund, the latest setback for SEC Chair Gary Gensler's efforts to regulate the upstart industry. The next story is from Coinbase. The headline, SEC issues first enforcement action targeting NFTs. The agency ruled Impact Theory's NFTs were sold as unregistered securities. U.S. regulators ordered a Los Angeles-based company that issued non-fungible tokens to compensate investors who bought the NFTs, arguing that the transactions were illegal, unregistered security offerings. It was the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's first NFT-related enforcement action. The SEC findings do not suggest regulators consider all NFTs to be securities, limiting the potential consequences of the action. And then finally, here's a story from Fortune. The headline, the Fidelity CEO's surprise record as a crypto visionary. If you ask someone to describe Fidelity investments, they will probably use the word like big, boring, and safe. That's an accurate description of the Boston-based financial giant, which manages more than $4 trillion and is overseen by CEO Abby Johnson, the granddaughter of Fidelity's founder. Johnson is a steady hand who has kept the firm free of drama, which is why it's surprising to realize she has also been one of crypto's biggest champions for a decade. Thank you for listening to the John Lothia News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothia newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.